It's good to have you here today. And when we left off yesterday, we were at a critical juncture in our ongoing discussion of Revelation chapter 1 and verse 18b. Here, the Lord Jesus is communicating who he is to his willing bondslave, John. And Jesus tells John, quote, "I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and of Hades." And we are bearing down now on the fact that Christ holds keys to what he calls death and Hades. The key term here is Hades, and I have encouraged you to highlight that in your own copy of the New Testament. I trust that you've done that. And last time I said the following about Hades, I think we can all use a brief reminder, and I want to make certain you understand this, so please pay close attention. The first truth I want to give you about Hades is this. Hades is a real existing place. Hades is a location. Hades is a destination. It is a place of death. Please notice in this verse that Jesus reveals to John of death and of Hades. Jesus states it this way because some people are currently in Hades, and some people, while still living in this life, are headed to Hades when they die. So in your mind, you must relate death to Hades. And given Hades is a location, we can then ask, where is it located? And the answer is twofold. First, only God knows. Second, Hades is not located on Earth. No. Hades is a place beyond this physical universe that one transitions to following physical death, such as in the millisecond of death. The physical body goes into the grave or is cremated, whatever the case may be, but the soul transitions to Hades. Physical death is the condition that transports the soul of a certain person to this destination called Hades, of which Christ now speaks. And as we did yesterday, we must always stop to ask a question of monumental significance. Who are these certain persons whose souls go to Hades when they die? Which ones among us are going to Hades upon physical, bodily death? Biblical answer? The certain person of whom I speak is someone who is not a Christian. These are people, tragically, who reject Jesus Christ as the only Savior from sin and therefore the way to God. These are persons for whom their sins are not forgiven because of their rejection of Christ as their Savior, their only deliverer from sin. Does this describe you? Or is this descriptive of someone you care about? We know for certain that the countless number of people that you and I interact with on a daily basis have no such faith in Christ for the forgiveness of their sins. Just thinking about the numbers is deeply disturbing, or at least it must move us. If you're a genuine believer and you are not struck at an emotional level within your person at all of the people you know, or you somehow engage with on a daily basis who are not in Christ and therefore are going to Hades when they die, then, well, my friend, you do not understand the terror of Hades. And that's why I want to explain what happens to the soul that ends up there. Should you be listening today and you personally have not confessed your sin to Christ and received his mercy and forgiveness for you, then Hades is your destination upon death. I invite you to be with me today and tomorrow and beyond so that you hear the truth from God's voice to your ears through the Bible. And my sincere prayer for you is that you will believe what you hear and take swift action to cry out to Jesus in prayer and ask him to rescue you and redeem you from evil and the sin that has ensnared and captured you, keeping you from fellowship with the living God. So please stick with me. These are important days together here on God Is. As I have said, I want to tell you biblically what Hades is like. But just before I get to that, I want to explain the difference between someone whose soul goes to Hades at death versus someone whose soul goes to heaven at death. Or what is the difference between what transpires at death for the person who is not a genuine Christian versus the person who is a genuine Christian. I'll start with a person who is separate from Christ, not a genuine Christian. As I've said, at the point of physical death, the body remains on the earth. Either in a grave or, as many people request today, the body is cremated. But the soul of no person ever dies. And so that soul, for someone who is not a Christian, goes to Hades. And this is a temporary or intermediate place where that person's soul is tormented before ultimately going to hell. More on that soon. Whereas the person who is a genuine Christian, that is one who has assurance of salvation from sin by the testimony of the Holy Spirit living within us, also encounters a physical death, right? Christians die. You and I both have attended the funerals of believers. And the millisecond that follower of Jesus dies, when the heart stops, that person's soul goes immediately into the presence of the Lord in heaven. This heaven is also a temporary or intermediate place where that person's soul enjoys the perfect peace and loving presence of Christ before ultimately going to the new heaven described in Revelation chapters 21 and 22. And let me get a scripture on your mind to prove that what I have just said is true. These are definitely not my ideas. This is God's truth. The Bible passage I have in mind will tell us about both temporary or intermediate places, Hades and heaven. This is in Luke's Gospel, chapter 16, verses 19 through 31. I'll read this for us now and comment on it today and again tomorrow. Luke 16, verses 19 through 31. Now there was a rich man, and he habitually dressed in purple and fine linen, joyously living in splendor every day. And a poor man named Lazarus was laid at his gate, covered with sores, and longing to be fed the crumbs which were falling from the rich man's table. Besides, even the dogs were coming and licking his sores. Now the poor man died and was carried away by the angels to Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was buried. In Hades, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and saw Abraham far away and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried out and said, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus, so that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool off my tongue, for I am in agony in this flame." But Abraham said, "Child, remember that during your life you received your good things, and likewise Lazarus bad things, but now he is being comforted here, and you are in agony. And besides all this, between us and you there is a great chasm fixed, so that those who wish to come over from here to you will not be able, and that none may cross over from there to us." And he said, "Then I beg you, Father, that you send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, in order that he may warn them, so they will not also come to this place of torment." But Abraham said, "They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them." But he said, "No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent." But Abraham said to him, "If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be persuaded, even if someone rises from the dead." Now that is stunning, and it is God's report of what happens to the dead in Luke 16, verses 19 through 31. From this text, the words of Jesus, let me prove my earlier points. First, the person who is not a Christian, their soul goes to Hades when they die. And that is exactly what happened to the rich man in this story. The rich man, verses 22 and 23, the rich man also died and was buried in Hades. He lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and saw Abraham far away and Lazarus in his bosom. Where is the rich man? He is in Hades. This is the same Hades Jesus spoke to John about in Revelation 1:18. And notice that he experiences, verse 23, torment. That is the first thing I want you to notice. In keeping with my first point, Hades is a real place, and people who are not in Christ die and go there. Now, second, previously, I told you that the person who is a Christian, Their soul goes to heaven when they die. That is exactly what happened to the poor man named Lazarus in this story. In Luke chapter 16 and verse 22, Jesus says, "Now the poor man died and was carried away by the angels to Abraham's bosom." And Abraham's bosom is a Jewish way to describe where? Yes, heaven. So Jesus is saying Lazarus died and went to heaven. That's the second thing that I want you to notice in keeping with my second point. Heaven is a real place, and people who are in Christ die and go there. Where are you going when you die? It is to one of only two locations, to Hades or to heaven. Ultimately, to hell or to the new heaven. And based on the description of what the rich man experiences in Hades and the poor man Lazarus experiences in heaven, you definitely want to go to heaven when you die. But clearly not everyone does. You must decide, do you want to obediently follow Jesus to heaven or be disobedient to God and follow Satan to hell? Earlier I said I would tell you what Hades is like, and now here it is. I think this must serve as motivation for you to get right with God through Jesus. Notice in the text the rich man is in Hades and he is in torment. He is in agony in this flame, verse 24. In verse 25, Abraham tells the rich man, "You are in agony." And in verse 26, he is told that he cannot cross over from Hades to heaven. He is in Hades forever. And in verse 28, again, the rich man calls Hades a place of torment. That's what it is to be in Hades. Ponder this solemnly. Think deeply about how you respond to the words of Jesus. And then be here again tomorrow as we continue to discuss biblical truth about Hades, right here on God Is.